Will you pray with me again? Holy God, may the words that I speak and the meditations of all of our hearts be good and acceptable in your sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So if you have ever doubted that the Son of Man, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, had a sense of humor, I would point you to this parable. It may not seem funny to us because we are not reading it in Greek and we are not listening to it on a dusty road told to us by Jesus. But one can imagine the first listeners of this parable laughing as Jesus tells the tale of the widow and the judge. See, Jesus invites the listeners to imagine a judge. Today we might think of this person in a position of power like a politician or a corporate executive, maybe some judges, with real power and influence, who is being annoyed by this one widow who keeps on coming to him seeking justice. In the cartoon version, I can almost see the judge twirling his villain's mustache as he admits that he does not fear God or respect people. The judge laments that he will give her justice only because she is annoying him, not because he knows it's the right thing to do. And according to my friends who are Greek scholars, this is a little bit funnier in Greek, because the Greek translation actually says that she might punch him in the eye rather than wear him out. So I guess we could do better with that. So the judge is afraid of this little old lady, and that is funny for our early listeners. And for those who are familiar with the Hebrew scripture, the judge's lack of action is simply appalling. In biblical texts, widows are counted among the most destitute of society's members, alongside with other vulnerable groups such as the poor, orphans, and resident aliens. Because of the precarious social and economic position of such groups, biblical texts, Genesis through Revelation, make provision for them. Through the teachings of the law and the prophets, the gospels, the letters, everything helping to ensure that they do not fall victim to poverty and exploitation. And we know from other stories and other teachings that widows at the time had no power or status. They were dependent on the charity of others or left to tag along with family members who would take them in sometimes. And that's one thing that we know about widows. But what we also know about the biblical widows is that they are powerful people, bringers of truth, protectors, loyal, and prophetic. Think about them. Naomi and Ruth, widowed and clinging to each other, made their way to a foreign land and started their lives anew. Chapter 2 of Luke, the widow and prophet Anna testifies with the Christ child in her arms that he has arrived and her face shone with the light of God. The widow Abigail, the book of brought peace and new life to the kingdom of David after she was widowed. The widow Tamar fought for her own survival and showed loyalty to her family and to God after she was brutally harmed. The widows in our scriptures are not only to be protected and assisted, they are to be heard. And this widow, clamoring for justice, is another in the long line of the poorest and least privileged, bringing God's work and word to our attention, reminding us that it is our duty and our joy and our responsibility to provide justice, liberation, and safety to those who find themselves outside of society's protection. It is our duty as people of God to hear God's cry for justice in the cries of those who suffer today. God's voice is the voice of the marginalized. God is found in this parable in the widow's persistence. The cry for God is always for justice, and we hear the voices of the widow and the orphan and the prisoner and the immigrant and the poor all calling out with Jesus' voice to care, to serve, to love our neighbors, to remain in love with God's law. The power of this parable comes from the most unlikely source, from the widow herself, the person that society has told us to disregard, who we have told must be a beggar. Jesus tells us to listen to respect, honor, love, and give justice to her. Friends, in God's world, the most powerful messages are often brought to us by the most unlikely people. We remember again the reluctant prophet Jonah, who literally threw a temper tantrum and jumped into a fish to avoid his job. We remember the unexpected young Mary who was asked to perform a miracle and did so beautifully. And we remember the question, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Indeed, all these unlikely places. It is the bold cries of the marginalized that bring us our greatest truths. It is the justice seeking of the poor that knocks on our own doors and asks for mercy. It is the demands of those on the margins that Jesus is calling us to answer and make a new way for. And while we sometimes too get irritated with the requests, the constant demands for justice and mercy, we could try to act with a better heart than the judge in this tale. We can take to heart the example of the widow praying when it comes to acting out Jesus' commandments. So it seems instructive and extraordinary to me that Jesus is showing us not only the power of the widow's plea, but that he frames it as a prayer. And the widow's inclination to demand what she is due, the widow's need to seek justice constantly and persistently, is her prayer that leads to more justice and more freedom for her, more love for neighbor and for God for the rest of us. And so the widow prays her prayers on her feet as she visits the judge over and over and over. The widow's prayer was heard as she crunched on the gravel on the road to the judge's door. Her prayer was heard as she knocked on his door, as her voice rose in frustration. Her prayer was heard as she muttered her disappointment on her way home after being rejected again. Her prayer was heard again as she finally gave thanks for her case being solved. Her life was that prayer for justice. A prayer life that is felt in our bones, in our actions, a prayer that moves us physically and emotionally, a prayer that is kept in our hearts as we head to hear a verdict on our health, the safety of a loved one, a prayer that marches our kids to school even in dangerous days, a prayer that demands action from those in power even when we feel powerless. That is the breaking through of God's kingdom. That is the gospel of Christ Jesus that we can enact. And when we listen for cries for justice, let us understand that those cries are prayers to a faithful and merciful God. When we are tired of hearing the stories of poverty and injustice, let us invite ourselves to pray alongside those whose cries punctuate our streets. When we are walking our longest roads with our loved ones in illness, in life transitions, in fear or in hope, let our prayers be glasses of water at bedsides and midnight runs to drugstores. Let our prayers bring us closer together. Let us be soft to the pain of the world when we could be hard. And when our prayers are unanswered, when the test results are bad, or there is another shooting, a new war, another environmental disaster, when our lives are in turmoil personally, or whatever is on your exhaustive or exhausting prayer list, know this, that God is right there with you, right there in the worst of it, in all of it. God has been with us in our suffering since the beginning and will be here today. Jesus anticipates our frustration when he asks at the end of today's text if anyone will still have faith when he returns, if the unanswered prayers will turn us away from God's love. But no, our prayers, our continued cries for justice and for mercy, for help, are necessary. They are heard. They are the way we strengthen our faith against the ills of this world. They are our source. By praying continually, we enact the faith that God is with us and that God's world is coming. God's will be done. And because we live in that hope and certainty that our cries will be heard, We live with God's kingdom all around us already. So friends, we must pray always. We must pray with our feet and with our voices and our hands. Our prayers are actions that help us work for the justice and mercy that Christ is calling us to. These prayers bring us confidence and hope in the power of God's promises, that they will be fulfilled, that goodness is on the horizon. God's help and hope are for all of you. God keeps your life. God's mercy is yours to have and to give others. May your persistent prayers bring mercy and justice to all who seek. These are our constant prayers in Christ's name. Amen.